Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp R. This morning, my guest is Tim White, who's with Wells Fargo. Tim, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, Kemp. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for being with us today. You know, with the stock market and the economy where it is, I thought it'd be great to get an expert to talk to our audience and tell us from your perspective a little bit about what you think's going on. Before we get there, though, why don't you tell our audience a little bit about you and what you do for Wells Fargo?
I'm a certified financial planner, and we've got about 22 years of experience doing this, and this is just another one of those interesting times that we live through, isn't it?
It sure is. It really is. And a couple of days ago when it recovered a little bit, a little sigh of relief, and then yesterday it dropped another 400 points, just up and down, isn't it?
Well, it surely is. You know, we started last Thursday. We had a really big decline on Thursday. Friday we recovered a little bit. Monday we were down 600 points. So it's been a really roller coaster ride, reflecting a lot of lack of confidence. And I think if there's anything that would characterize the environment we're in today from an investment perspective, is a lack of confidence across the board. You know, there's a lot of influences out there that are driving that lack of confidence. You know, we've got the downgraded U.S. debt. We've got this ongoing saga in Europe. And today, you know, it was Italy. Now it's France, and, you know, not just the country of France, but banking institutions in France. So there's a lot of issues that are driving this lack of confidence, and I think that's why you're seeing this seesaw in the market on a day-to-day basis. Investors are scrambling to try to find something they can hold their hat on, and it just hasn't materialized day-to-day.
Yeah. So it's kind of the fear of the unknown. You know, my audience is really tuned into the flooring industry, and we realize that consumer sentiment, when you think about flooring, it's a deferrable purchase. So, you know, people are only going to buy flooring when they feel good about their own finances and they feel good about where things are headed. So when there's a big unknown in front of us, people usually shut their wallet and they don't replace the carpet or the flooring that they've been walking on that may be a little worn. So
clearly the bigger purchases are going to be postponed until you get some confidence individually as a consumer that things are going to improve. I mean, unemployment remains high, and that obviously drives this lack of confidence. Consumer sentiment, as well as small business sentiment, is really weak, and that's reflecting this lack of confidence. You know, I'll use this tax issue that came up, the tax reform issue that came up, and the debt ceiling debate issue. You know, the extension of the Bush tax cuts were for 2 years. Well, many businesses, you know, their planning horizon is longer for 2 years, and so you're conflicted between, I've got these tax cuts for a short period of time, but my planning horizon is longer.
Right.
And so that really has a disconcerting effect on small business commitment. And small businesses are the bulk of American employment. And so that's, you know, those factors just continue to really unsettle the marketplace. With that said, these numbers aren't as terrible as you would think. Last year, between April and July, the market was off 17%. You know, these kind of corrections are not unheard of and are very standard in any 12-month period of time. So the volatility we're seeing is probably abnormal, but the fact that we're correcting is not. And I think we have to keep that in perspective as we look at these kind of moves in the last week.
These ups and downs, are they true indicators, or is there a new set of day traders that are out there that are just making this super volatile because they're all making a lot of money gambling up and down?
You know, I wouldn't necessarily say, and I think that's one of the things that the market is trying to adjust to, is in when you listen to the media, I think people are trying to ascertain what, in fact, is driving this craziness in the volume of shares, the billions of shares that are trading hand each day.
Right.
I'm not so sure the day trading so much as the impact is perhaps you might be seeing the impact of this high-frequency trading, which is programmed trading
right. That
is done, you know, really by computers, and that, you know, there's some debate about the impact that that's having. So, you know, it would appear as though there are a number of things that we are grappling with as a marketplace to understand, and clearly that the turnover trades is part of that issue of trying to understand.
Mm-hmm. So what you're saying is there are some institutional investors out there, some of these mutual funds, and they've got these computers that are super fast now, and they've programmed them so that when certain things happen in the market, they just completely react without a human touching anything. And some
there's a breed of investor out there, and it's not even your typical mutual fund, but there's a breed of high frequency traders that are trading on a very, very short time span.
Mm-hmm.
Large volumes and trying to take advantage of price discrepancies. And a lot of attention has been paid to media over the last year since the flash crash of May of 2010.
Mm-hmm.
that may be having some impact on this whole equation.
Yeah. And since you're a financial advisor, what advice do you have? Most of the advice I'm seeing out there, hey, you've got to stay in the market because you're going to miss the upside if you come out when the downside goes, right?
That's really true. You know, the average investor, for most of us, we just need to stay out of the way because there's a lot of noise. You know, for the person who's buying in mutual funds, as an example, because you're only getting to close the price at the end of the day, if you sold Monday and got a loss at 600 points that day and you bought back something else on Tuesday, the market was up 400 points, and so you're selling something very low and buying something back much higher.
Yeah.
And so you got to be careful in this type of environment. You know, our advice is this is, you know, we're going to go through some volatility. We're still fairly optimistic for a decent return for the year in both equities and fixed income. And the average investor, for most of us, is usually, you know, turn off the TV and go about doing what we do on a day-to-day basis.
Right, right.
And let this do its thing.
And listen to Warren Buffett, who says that if there was a quad A rating, America should have it, and we're going to be fine.
I would not be willing to bet against the resiliency of our system.
All right. We still might need to change who we vote for, but you know, that's a personal thing, right?
That's a personal issue. That's correct.
All right. All right, Tim. Do you have any other advice for our listeners?
The only thing that I would reiterate is that there's a lot of noise in the marketplace. People are trying to sort that out. And for most of us, we're just better off not watching it and just, you know, let our investments, if we're well-balanced, we have a long-term perspective, maintain that perspective and don't get caught up in the emotions. You know, mention Warren Buffett. Warren Buffett has said that one of the keys to being a successful investor is not superior intellect, insider business information, or some supreme business acumen. It's really a disciplined process to make decisions and to keep emotions out of the decision-making process. And right now, that you can be, if you're watching this online or in your monthly statement, it can be very emotional. I think we need to avoid that.
I know that if you had a crystal ball, you'd probably be too rich and wouldn't be talking to me on Florida Daily right now. What do you think the next couple of months is going to hold?
Well, you know, I think we still have some volatility that we're going to confront. Our best guess, our view of the immediate future going through the end of the year, is that you still have very strong corporate earnings. Oil has dropped dramatically, although it's up today, and those are all good indicators for the marketplace. And so we think that we're still in good standing for a decent finish to the year, despite this volatility.
Okay, great, Tim. I appreciate you spending time with us. Again, we've been talking to Tim White, who's with Wells Fargo, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.